the best tobacco you ever smoked, Jim?
Oh, that's easy. Kentucky Club.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Parks Johnson with Wally Butterworth opening up another Vox Pop program, and tonight from New York City. Vox Pop, you know, is dedicated to that grand and glorious order of pipe smokers, and is brought to you every Thursday evening in honor of Kentucky Club Pipe Tobacco, the all-white Burley blend, and Julep Cigarettes, the new exciting mint-cool cigarette frosted to give your throat a thrill. Well, Wally, how about setting the stage for us, old boy?
Hot dog, Parks. You know, friends, tonight Vox Pop broadcasts from the gigantic home office building of the telephone company in downtown New York, the largest telephone building in the world. Here we are in the midst of transatlantic calls, local calls, business calls, the pulse and very heartbeat of the nation. And grouped around our Vox Pop microphone are the people who keep those wires humming. Cable splicers, linemen, repairmen, and, of course, both local and overseas pretty operators. So now we're going to see if they know their facts as well as their numbers. Let's go, Parks. And Vox Pop gives its first number, please.
Yes, sir. Here's a young lady that, what is your number, or do you have one? Tell me your name, please.
My name is Marie Hand.
Is that Miss or Mrs.? Mrs. Hand.
Mrs. Hand.
Ms. Hand, before we ask anything more, let's begin now on our question of the week. That is, everybody gets a guess at it. The one nearest to it at the end of the program gets a $5 bill. And here is the question. It has to do with the telephone company. What is the average number of telephone calls per day? Am I asking that New York City? It's in the country. That's it. All over the whole country. Average number of telephone calls per day over the United States.
Oh, my.
Give me some figure.
Well, I should say about, maybe I should say 5 billion.
5 billion a day?
Ooh. A day.
Wow. We're going to do a little guessing. Now then, tell me what's your end of this telephone business here. Are you vice president or something?
Oh, no. I'm in the personnel division of the accounting department.
I see. And we've got to let the folks know what kind of a beautiful background we're working out of tonight. It just peps the fella up and makes him feel good this close to Christmas to be where we are. Will you tell us what in the world all these thousands and thousands of dolls are doing all around us here in this big room?
Well, we have them gathered. Of course, this was started a number of years ago by people in the accounting department. And, of course, every year the number increases. And all the other departments, of course, are very active.
You are dressing these dolls to give away for Christmas?
Oh, indeed we are. We give these dolls to many children in the city.
It looks to me like you've got some artists here in dressing dolls. Not that I know anything about ladies' dresses. I know a lot about ladies' hats. But that is, old listeners will recall that we had a campaign on goofy hats, you know, and all like that. Miss Hand, in traffic lights, I'm going to get back to the dolls in a minute because I want to talk about them. But here's a question that occurs to me. In traffic signals, green means go, doesn't it?
Yes,
And stop, the red means stop.
Stop,
is that
right? That's right.
Well, now, why is that? Is there any reason in connection there why women wear such red lipstick?
Well, they may want you to stop, too.
You mean stop some distance away or stop and don't pass me?
No, don't pass me.
Don't pass you, huh? You wearing silk stockings, or?
Oh, that's my biggest problem.
All right. If all the string in a pair of silk stockings was stretched out end to end, how much stretching would it be? How about how long would that string be?
Well, I don't think it would be more than, they're usually about 30 inches long.
I'm talking about if you just unravel it.
Oh, if you just unravel
it? Oh, the total thread, yeah.
Oh, me.
From here to where?
I don't think I'd even know that.
Would it be in yards or miles?
Oh, I think it would be in miles.
3 miles. Just 10 yards short of 3 miles. Miss Hand, how are you going to get rid of all these dolls? How are you going to distribute them?
Well, these dolls will be distributed this Saturday to the various organizations.
Through what?
The various hospitals and churches and nursing homes and various places of that kind.
Well, now, one big question here. Who wrote A Loaf of Bread, A Jug of Wine, and Thou? You recall that?
Oh, it sounds like Shakespeare.
Shakespeare? No. That was Omar Khayyam, see?
Oh, was it? Well, yeah, I wouldn't know
under that. A tree somewhere. But now, that's okay for the olden days, but the Vox Pop modern version is this: a quiet spot, a mellow pipe, and a tin of good old Kentucky Club.
That
I'm handing
good.
You a great big Christmas canister all wrapped to give away to some fine man for Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Will you do
much.
That? Thank you. All right, Wally, how about it? You ready?
Yes, sir, Parks. And here's a great big heavyset fella here. What is your name?
Eugene F. Doherty.
What do you do, Mr. Doherty?
I'm a coin box collector. You mean you go around and get those nickels and dimes and quarters out of these?
Yep, I'm what you might call a nickel snatcher.
Nickel snatcher? You better be careful. The boss might be listening.
Well, he gets the nickels after I get through with them.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, now tell me, by the way, I wonder how many nickels the telephone company collects here in New York a day.
Well, figuring on a weight basis, I'd say about 6 tons a day.
6 tons of nickels?
6 tons of coins a day.
Woo! Well, how many nickels in a ton?
Oh, in a ton, I'd say about 190,000.
Boy, that is a mess of nickels. I'm not kidding. Well, now, here, how much dough does one of these phone boxes carry?
Well, they can carry anywhere from $33 up to as high as $61.
Is that
it? It depends on the type of coin that goes on it. Goes into the coin box.
Have to get my axe out. By the way, I'm going to have you take your crack at this running question here. How many phone calls are placed per day in the United States? Just give a guess for a $5 bill.
Well, I'll take the states for a guess. 48 million.
48 million. Put that down, please, on paper. Now, if you... Yeah, that's a lot different from 3 billion. If you had $100,000 and you gave away 13 cents, how much would you have left?
$99,999.87.
Boy, you're a pretty good mathematician. I'll bet the women couldn't do that. Did you read the paper today?
Well, I got about halfway through it.
You did. Well, that's fine. I'm going to see how well you did about it. Now, I'm going to give you a dollar if you answer these correctly. Tell me within 5 degrees the official temperature outside right now in New York.
About 38.
38, and it's the weatherman just told me it was 28, so you lose. I just phoned the
At
Weather Bureau 5 minutes before the program. All right, tell me within 15 minutes when the sun set tonight.
About 4:20.
You're all right, boy, with 4:29, and here's the dollar. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Now tell me within 2 minutes exactly what time it is now. I just checked my watch.
Within 2 minutes,
yes.
I'd say it was about 7:09 and a half.
Seven what?
9 and a half.
Well, we've been on the air at 7:30.
7:39 and a half.
Well, it's now coming up 7:37 and a half. I'll pay you that. There's the dollar. All right,
I want you...
You
worked in the telephone company.
Oh, yes, indeed. I want you to give me 3 prominent items that were featured in the newspapers this week for another dollar.
Well, one of them was the sea battle down at the Graff's Bay.
Yes.
The attack by the 2 British cruisers.
Fine, that was today's headline.
Another headline in it was Mr. Hoover's work in the Finnish relief.
All right.
And then Mr. Roosevelt's statement on his work in the matter. Would you count that as 2 or 1?
Well, I think that's 1. Now, you got to give me another one. Big item, anywhere during the week.
Well, this week, well, Monday morning news was the football Giants lost to the Green Bay Packers. So that's it.
You're all right. There's the dollar. I'll give it to you here in just a minute. Now, right. Give me a warning.
You gave me a warning.
I'd like you to give me a warning that starts with the word beware. Maybe a proverb.
Beware the Ides of March, my friend.
That's right. And beware the dog. And I say to you, beware of harsh, strong tobaccos. Play safe and use Kentucky Club. There's your big, giant Christmas canister.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Parks, come on in here.
Yes,
say,
sir.
By the way, you know you're supposed to know most of the answers. Can you tell me how many radio stations are broadcasting our Vox Pop show tonight?
That's easy, that's easy. 50 of them, Wally, all over the country.
And how many radio sets are there in America?
Let's see, 26 million?
Mm-hmm. Well, how many folks do you figure are listening to Vox Pop right now?
7 million, 8 million, I don't know. 7, 8 million, Wally.
All right, now here's a simple arithmetic problem. There are 10 million pipe smokers in America. How many do you think are listening to us at this minute, Parks?
I'd say the great majority of them, Wally.
Well, I'll bet that every single one of you pipe smokers would like nothing better for Christmas than a good pipe and a big humidor canister of delicious Kentucky Club tobacco. In fact, you'd probably like to get a half a dozen canisters. The more, the merrier. So, ladies, get busy. Jot down on your Christmas list right now a good pipe and a canister of Kentucky Club for hubby or the boyfriend, for uncles, brothers, dads, granddads, and grown-up sons. When you give him Kentucky Club, you give him 400 glorious pipefuls of the world's finest union-made tobacco, specially blended by Willoughby Taylor, the only tobacco blended of 3 mild all-white burleys. It's a modern blend with a delicious light aroma all its own. So get the men on your Christmas list to stop smoking harsh, old-fashioned tobaccos and sweeten their pipes and their dispositions with Kentucky Club, the modern blend. So there it is, the perfect Christmas gift. A good pipe and a big humidor canister of Kentucky Club. Okay, Parks.
Well, look what a big man I got up here with me. I'm going to be easy with this gentleman. Tell me your name, please.
Andrew Arthur McDonald.
Where from, Mr. McDonald? Talk right
Bronx,
now, Mike.
Bronx, New York.
I want all the telephone people everywhere and all the good friends to listen to you. Bronx?
Bronx, New York.
And before I ask you anything else, your guess as to the number of telephone conversations per day in the United States?
I'll say about 55 million.
55 million for Mr. McDonald. Now then, your work at the telephone company, Mr. McDonald?
Installation.
Installation?
Of telephones.
I see. For instance, if I've just moved into an apartment house and want a phone put in, why, you're the guy that does the job, huh?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Now,
Exactly.
You're supposed to, when you get through putting that telephone in my house, are you supposed to take out all the wire, or do I snitch some of it from a radio or what have you?
Well, you're not supposed to get caught if
yeah.
you do.
But I better not press you on that, Hatter.
You better not.
Mr. McDonald, I'll bet you in installing phones have run into some pretty interesting situations, have you?
Oh, yes. Quite a few.
You recall any right now?
Well, in one particular case, this woman wanted me to install a telephone on a kitchen door.
On what?
Kitchen door.
You mean on the back of a door?
That's right.
Well, what happened? Well, did you do it?
Well, her idea was this. That when she opened the door, the telephone would be in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
When she closed the door, the telephone would be in the living room.
You know, that is good. I hope you were able to figure it out for the lady. Were
well,
you?
I was. I compromised and put it in the living room, or next to the bed, rather.
That's unusual.
It wasn't the living room.
Well, did you have any trouble explaining to her why it couldn't go on?
Well, yes, of course. No, not exactly any trouble, but the idea, all I had to tell her was that we swung the door to and fro too often, the wire would break, and that's where the phone would be out of order.
Do you find that people are reasonable in your work when they understand what's going on?
Yes, they are.
You're very reasonable about
very
it.
Very reasonable.
Mr. McDonald, you want some of these dollar bills here? They're brand new.
Well, being a Scotchman, I love it.
Oh, yes, yes. I should have known better than to ask that question, huh? All right, now, we're going to use the word tele. Tele means far or far off in Greek. Way back yonder there. I think that's what it means. All right. Now then, there are various means of communication which start off with the word tele. Until I say stop, every time you name one of them, I'll give you a dollar bill. Now, telephone is one. That doesn't count. I'm giving you that as an example and getting out of an easy one. Now go ahead from there.
Telegraph?
There's a dollar.
Teletype?
That's all right. Now, they must be different. That's $2. Oh, he slowed down on me. What's going on here? Can't think of any more? Telephone?
Telegraph?
Telegraph?
Telecron.
What's that?
It's a clock.
All right. Okay. That's three.
Let's see now. My gosh, where's my mind tonight?
Where's your mind, huh? You've missed the most important one of all for the dissemination of
teleflash?
News. No, that's...
Television?
Television?
Teleflash is one, too.
That's it.
Television?
Yeah, but look, you see them
Get
all
that
around
money
here.
Out.
What's a... That's
tell
it. Tell a woman, they said.
Yeah, that's one thing I never do, is tell a woman.
There's your dollars, and let me tell you. You tell a woman, and we're telling the women now. All women, get him a great big Christmas wrap canister of Kentucky Club. That's the stuff that we're telling you on Vox Pop, and here's your big canister, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Thank you, Mr. McDonald. I'm glad the Scotchman got $4 or $5 out of that. Wally?
How much?
Wally's around somewhere looking for Pedro the voter. Have you found him, Wally?
You better have, Parks, and I'm right up here with the pretty lady who operates him, too. You remember, we met an old friend out at the World's Fair. Tell him your name, won't you?
My name is Grace Donaldson.
Miss Donaldson, what have you been doing since the fair closed?
Well, after the fair closed, we came back here to West Street, the main building, and we've been practicing Pedro all winter long.
Well, you know, we interviewed him out there at the fair, and we just couldn't come here to the telephone building and pass him up. That would be a crime, wouldn't it?
Oh, I should say.
By the way, Miss Donaldson, were all of those operators out there at the telephone exhibit regular operators of the telephone company?
That's right, sir. Every one of them were telephone operators.
Boy, they must have handpicked them. I thought they were a flock of models sitting around out there that people were looking at. Now, I tell you what, I'm going to give you a chance to make $5, Miss Donaldson.
Oh.
I want you to give me your idea as to the number of telephone calls placed daily throughout the United States.
Oh, that's hard.
Well, just take a guess. If you come closer than anybody else, you get $5.
All right, I'll say $3 million.
$3 million. Put that right down, boys. By the way, I see you have...
I bet there's more than $3 million in New York. You're a bum getter.
By the way, I see you have Pedro here, and it certainly is good to see you again. Hello, Pedro.
Hello, sir.
Pedro, what have you been doing since the World's Fair closed?
Resting.
Resting? Ha-ha. Well, I don't blame you. Say, by the way, do you like Miss Donaldson, Pedro?
Yes, very much.
Mom. Oh, you telling me? Okay, well, now, she's going to make some dollars if you'll answer some of these questions I asked correctly. What is the capital of New York State?
Oh, Daddy.
Mm-hmm, there's a dollar. Who is the governor of New York State? Who did you say? Governor Lehman, that's right. By the way, Pedro, do you want Santa Claus to come around and see you?
I should say so.
Uh-huh, and what do you want for Christmas? Kentucky Club Tobacco. Well, boy, I'm going to see that you get it. I'll guarantee you that. Have you got anything else to say?
Yes.
What?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you, Pedro. Well, now, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen listening, that Pedro was operated tonight by Miss Donaldson's sidekick, Miss Catherine Barthelmess. And I want to say that the operation of this machine is one of the most miraculous things I've ever seen in my life. Just by the pressing of keys and getting different frequencies of tone, Pedro talks. He wants Kentucky Club Tobacco, Miss Donaldson, for you, a nice, cool, fragrant package of julep cigarettes with a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir, and same to you.
Okay, Park.
Well, 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 that was fine, Pedro. Now we have another one of Pedro's sidekicks, or at least in the same family. A little closer, please, and tell me your name.
Miss Eleanor Pavlock.
Miss Pavlock, and where from, Miss Pavlock?
Oh, from Brooklyn, formerly from Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence is the old hometown, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, first of all, your guess as to the telephone calls per day all over the country.
Oh, I should say about 50 million.
50 million for Miss Pavlock. Now, Miss Pavlock, what's your work with the telephone company?
I'm an overseas operator.
Overseas operator?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
You sound sort of like it. Let me say again, I'm an overseas operator. There's just something about you, ladies, that we like. Overseas, huh? Do you have time while you're waiting for calls or between times to talk to the operators overseas?
Oh, yes, frequently when the radio men are testing the circuits, why, we carry on real conversations about the weather,
yeah?
Vacations, the movies, and a lot of other things.
Have you made any real friends that way?
Oh, yes, I correspond to girls in France and England and other countries, and we exchange photographs. And we even send each other Christmas cards.
Well, are they all of the overseas operators on the other side girls?
No. In England, the men come on at 8 o'clock, New York, 8 o'clock England time, which is 3 o'clock New York time.
Have you got a boyfriend over there in London, Miss Pavlock?
Oh, yes. They're very nice to work with.
I bet they are. Did you ever see any of them? Did any of them ever come over here?
Oh, yes. Several girls and boys have come over from abroad this summer, from London and Paris and Buenos Aires.
And people that you've talked to while you were chatting,
And several of our girls have gone abroad this summer. I've seen those people at work.
And do you send each other Christmas cards and all like that?
Oh, yes. Every year.
Yeah, gee whiz, I like your job. Miss Pavlock, tell me, are you a pretty good sport?
Well, I hope
you look
so.
Like it. I'm going to take a chance on you. Your dollar questions have to do with these games around here. The men, they tell me, in the company have supplied these thousands of games in addition to the dolls that the ladies have put out here, the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So the game suggested this to me. There are four ways given in Mr. Webster's dictionary of spelling Pachisi. You know the old game?
Oh.
Now, every time you spell it one of the correct ways, you get a dollar bill. Start in.
Oh, my.
You could hardly miss some of them.
So long since I played the game, I've forgotten how to spell it.
Well, take a chance. You know what it starts with, so just dive on.
Oh.
But cheesy.
Oh,
I doubt
if you can miss. P-E-E-C-H-E-S-I-E?
No. Go ahead. Put cheesy. Say it to yourself and see if you can spell it.
P-A-C-H. W-S-E-I-E.
Gosh. Take your choice. You haven't got a dollar yet. Can you spell tiddlywinks? You know the old game we used to call tiddlywinks?
Tiddlywinks?
Uh-huh. That's what you said. That's what we call it. But what's the way it's spelled? Tiddlywinks.
T-I-D-D-L-E-W-I-N-K-S.
No, now listen to me carefully. Tiddlywinks. You get it all. No, it was on this. Here's Pachisi, the original game, P-A-C-H-I-S-I. The next one is P-A-R-C-H-I-S-I. The next one is P-A-R-C-H-E-S-I. And then C-H-W-E-S-I, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, quickly, what's the first word you think of when I say this word, and you get a dollar on that if you get it? Tulip. What's the first word you say?
Flower.
Tulip? I know, but what's the... give me a word that rhymes with tulip. Out here, all around you, they're saying it.
A mint julep?
Well, no, just julep. Just julep. There you are. Tulips. Your package of tulips, the mint cool cigarette, frosted to give your throat a thrill, and thank you very much, Miss Pavlov.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Wally, I'm going to see if I can trip you up now on something you ought to know. How many cigarettes will be smoked this year?
Oh, I think the figure's around 175 billion, Parks.
You think right, Wally. Now, how many were smoked in 1919? That's 20 years ago.
Not even a third as many.
Right again. Now, how many cigarettes can a present-day machine turn out in an hour, Wally?
Well, they tell me around 72,000. That's nearly three times as many as 20 years ago. And, folks, the improvement in cigarette machines is just one of thousands of astounding improvements that have been made in the manufacture of cigarettes in the past 20 years. Farmers, by using more plants per acre and better seed, have brought us much more delicate and milder tobaccos. So today, when you buy the finer cigarettes, you get a truly superb smoke. And without hesitation, I say that nothing can surpass the unique excellence of Mint Cool Juleps, the sensational new and different mint-flavored cigarette that's frosted to give your throat a thrill. Since Parks and I made our first announcement 3 weeks ago, tobacco stores have been literally swamped with requests for juleps. From new regular julep smokers and from thousands who want to surprise their friends with the gift of a carton of juleps for Christmas. Everybody's discovering with amazement how cool, how exciting, and how refreshing these new mint-flavored julep cigarettes are. They leave your mouth feeling so fresh and clean without the usual cigarette aftertaste. So join the nationwide swing to juleps. Get a pack tonight and find out how delicious and different this new mint-cool smoke really is. Now, sir, if this gentleman will step up, I want to find out what he does for a living and his name.
Stephen Wright, cable tester, New York Telephone Company.
What's that mean, cable tester?
Well, we test the troubles that are reported to us in the cable plant itself.
Oh.
That is, we locate the trouble.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get your wires crossed?
We find very many crossed wires.
Is that what gives me for?
They're very apt to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'll tell you, after this broadcast night, I'm going to call up the vice president of the telephone company and pull that old gag on him about 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, that's how it feels, brother, to have the wrong number ring.
That may have been caused by trouble, Howard.
Tell me a little bit about your work.
Well, our work consists mainly of making electrical measurements on cable and telling us somewhere in the city where a trouble is. And we then go out and find the exact location of these troubles.
Sounds like a lot of hooey to me, but it's all right. Now, how many telephone calls are made per day in the United States?
Oh, I would say 3.5 million.
3.5 million. Put that right down. Don't know whether that'll win $5 or not. Yes, I do, but it won't tell you. How many wheels has a velocipede?
Velocipede, 3.
And a buggy?
Buggy, 4, normally.
And a chariot?
Chariot, 2.
And a sedan chair?
Sedan chair? It doesn't have any wheels. It has casters.
Well, it has casters. I never knew that. What kind of casters? They'd be wheels, wouldn't they?
Yeah, these little gadgets for sliding it around easily or else...
You've never been
plates.
To Japan, have you, or any place
like
that?
Oh, you're talking about one of those things.
That's right.
You had me.
I'd like you to name 6 occupations for a man that start with the letter B.
Builder?
Yep. This is for a dollar, too.
Bachelor?
A bachelor. Is that an occupation?
Finder?
Yep.
Buddha?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that. Well, bookkeeper.
Yeah. You're all right. How about the butcher and the baker?
Butcher.
Get down
well,
to some of these.
That's it, these.
Well, you made the grade anyhow, so I'll let you have that dollar. Now, what occupation is it that requires one to beat something in order to have it successful?
Baker.
What's he beat?
He beats gold.
He beats it? Well, I guess he does whip it.
Whip it, beat it.
Yeah, what else? One more.
Yep.
Well, how about a cook? He beats eggs, don't he?
Well, huh? I was comparing him with a bacon.
Oh, I see. All right. 3 occupations which require a stick.
Golf.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball.
Oh, not bad. You call that a stick?
Street cleaners.
Huh? Well, I was thinking about, how about a cop with a nightstick?
Cop has a stick.
Huh? All right, here's the dollar. Here's the dollar. Now, my young man, Santa Claus will soon be around to see you. And under the Christmas tree, if you've been a good boy, should be a canister of Kentucky Club tobacco. But just in case you haven't been a good boy, I'm going to give you this one now, see? So we'll frame Santa Claus. All right, Park. Come in.
All right, Wally. Did you see this good-looking girl coming up behind you, Wally? You'd have jumped out of that.
All right.
Tell me your name, please.
Frances McDermott.
You say that as if it were Miss.
It is Miss.
I'm surprised. I don't see how you've gotten by this long, as good-looking a young lady as you are. You don't mind that kidding, do you?
Not at all.
Miss McDowell, your old hometown, where is it?
I'm a New Yorker.
Native New Yorker?
Native New Yorker, yes.
You rarely run into them. Glad to see you. Before we go any further on this thing, how many telephone calls per day in the United States?
Well, I've been guessing. I think about 180 million.
180 million for Miss McDowell. Now, Miss McDowell, you're awake for the telephone company. What
yes,
is it?
Sir, I do. Well, I believe, Mr. Johnson, that my position is one of the most fascinating that my company has to offer. I'm an information operator.
Oh, boy. An information. You're the young lady I call up when I feel all excited about something, huh, and want to know something in a hurry. Tell me, you've had a lot of interesting experiences, have you?
Yes, sir, I have.
What are some of the things that folks want to know when they call up information?
Well, the majority of our customers are usually interested in the telephone number of their friends.
Uh-huh.
But then, of course, we have many unusual situations.
Such
too.
As?
Well, I have in mind one customer who called for a bake shop at a certain location.
Uh-huh.
And after consulting my records, I informed him that there was no bake shop there, and he insisted he must have a business telephone. And I suggested passementry.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, well, pastry, passementry, bakery, it's all the same. Let me have it.
Yeah.
And I did.
Say, before I ask you another one of those, if you can think of another one, will you explain why it is that some of our operators say...
All of them.
All of them say three.
Oh, but they don't, Mr. Johnson.
Well, I know one that says it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love to hear her say it. It just sometimes it looks like she can't turn it loose.
Well, do they roll them quite that long?
Oh, I like to hear it. You know, you do say that sometimes,
well,
don't
you? Well, just a slight roll, not mm-hmm. quite as much.
Of course, I understand it's in the interest of being absolutely sure that...
Yes, that's right.
Instead of some other number. Fellows slurs things like I'm said to slur things at times might... get in trouble. Have you got another one that you can dig out of your hat to some interesting things?
Well, I have one customer who came to me to help him settle a bet.
Huh? Yeah?
He was anxious to know just how many miles long the Hudson River was.
Yeah, did you tell him?
And, well, I was awfully glad at that time that our company has provided. I'm sorry, we do not have that information because I really didn't know.
You didn't know, good. All right, let's get into these dollar bills here now. You're a good sport too, aren't you?
I'd love to be.
All right, if you give me a passable definition, just any kind of a definition that'll pass at all for these four words that I'm giving you, a dollar on each, just one that'll pass. If the crowd lasts, why, it's $2. All right, give me a good definition for a mouthful.
A mouthful?
Uh-huh.
Hot potato.
They didn't last very much. Well, they finally got around to that. They're a little slow on the pickup on it. How about a handful?
Oh, you got me. I don't know.
Well, you're going past that? Can't you think of anything in a hurry? Well, how about an eyeful? How about an eyeful?
Good-looking girl?
You're right about that. You're right about that. How about a snootful? What is that? Gosh, I got to laugh on that. I get $2. Give me that one right quick on it.
Well, I imagine when one has been imbibing too freely,
yeah.
That term has been used.
All right, you win on that. Now, one last thing. What is the exact opposite of vacuum? You know, I'll tell you, plenum. Kentucky Club is plenum full of good stuff that the boys like.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. And now I'm going to check over our answers on the $5 prize question. But first, Vox Pop has a very important message.
Yeah, plenum. Parks and I have just one thing to ask you pipe smokers tonight. Get yourself a tin of Kentucky Club tobacco. Remember, it is packed in patented Fresh Tex. Look for the handsome blue tin with a thoroughbred horse and red-coated rider. And for you cigarette smokers, mint-cooled juleps are your best bet. Now, Parks, come on in and tell us who won that $5.
Well, Wally, the correct answer is 90 million phone calls per day in the United States. That's more than twice all the telegrams, letters, and postal cards combined. So our $5 prize goes to Mr. McDonald, who said 55 million. Wally, and I'll be back again with Vox Pop next Thursday evening, same time, same station, from the famous Sloan House YMCA. Meanwhile, help the post office by mailing Christmas packages early. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.